now. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath joins us with details of that multi-vehicle crash on the M6 near Ballinasloe last night. Gardaí saying a number of lives have been lost. Pat, what's known at this stage about what happened near Ballinasloe last night?
Well, this tragedy started to unfold, Áine, after 7 o'clock last evening. Locals around Ballinasloe reporting a flurry of activity as ambulances were dispatched to the scene from Portiuncula Hospital, about 2 kilometres away from the crash site. Gardaí say they were alerted to the incident on the section of the Dublin to Galway motorway at around 20 to 8. And a number of vehicles were involved in the crash. It happened between Junction 14 and Junction 15, the westbound exits for Ballinasloe. So there are a number of turnoffs the M6 into the town at 14 and 15 being quite close to each other, and it happened on that stretch in between both exits. Emergency services were there within minutes given its proximity to the town. Now at this stage there's no absolute confirmation about the number of fatalities, but a number of lives have been lost. 2 to 3 vehicles, according to Gardaí, involved in the crash. Reports last night of plumes of smoke rising from the crash site on the M6, and the road was closed to traffic in both directions almost immediately, and will remain closed on you probably for much of the morning. So Gardaí are asking motorists, if possible, to use alternative routes, but otherwise to follow traffic diversions that are in place. And what's happening is that traffic is being routed in through Ballinasloe, so you leave the motorway at one of the exits and rejoin it then on the subsequent exit, but you go through the town the way motorists would have travelled before the motorway opened. More details expected to emerge in the next hour.
Do we have any idea what weather conditions were like at the time, Pat? I know there's a yellow rain warning in place for today, but was the weather particularly bad or anything like that that we know of?
At that stage last evening, there was heavy rain later last evening and overnight across the area. But at that stage last evening, I understand around Ballinasloe, it was relatively okay. I mean, there was talk of that warning coming in, and the rain did come overnight, but not too bad at the time of the incident, to the best of my knowledge.
Well, I know that, Pat, you'll be keeping an eye on this, and you'll be bringing us any further details if they emerge in the next couple of hours. That's our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.